Time is a thief. Have you ever noticed that the busier you are, the faster time flies? Well, they aren't lying when they say that the days are long, but the years are short. Of the many things I know, this is certain. Nothing tells time like a child. From the time that you birth a baby and hold a newborn baby in your arms till the time that they are a toddler, it's such a rapid time of growth. And then you have the first day of kindergarten and the first day of middle school. They get their license, and then all of a sudden they're graduating from high school. They're in college or in their careers. They have graduated college. They're married. They have kids. Like, it goes by so quickly. I know you see it too when you get together with girlfriends where you had babies together, and all of a sudden you get together for the first time in so many years, and it feels like nothing has changed. And then all of a sudden your kids run up and you're like, how do we have teenagers? I feel like we're still in our 20s. So we definitely can't turn back time, but there is a way where we can slow it down for what really matters. And in this episode, we are diving in to just that. Let's get started. You know motherhood should be sweeter than this. You are done being stressed out, overwhelmed, and barely keeping your head above water. You've tried to be everything to everyone, and you completely lost yourself in the process. The house is a mess, the kids don't listen, and you can hardly remember the last time you had a date night and really connected with your man. And sleep? Psh, what's that? In the middle of the distraction, the noise, the laundry, and the dishes, you started to think that you had to choose between having a successful career or staying home with your kids. But the truth is, you can have it all. The successful career, fun, connected relationships, and a home that feels like a refuge. I'm Kim Macklin, mamahood mentor and certified professional life coach, military spouse of 22 years, classroom teacher turned homeschooling mama to three amazing kiddos, and the host of this podcast, where you will be equipped and empowered to create your own joyful mamahood as you navigate working from home and raising incredible humans. It's time to trade chaos for calm and begin to truly love being a mom, no matter what season of motherhood you are in, so you can yell less, laugh more, and finally rock your career and your motherhood without sacrificing your marriage. Grab your favorite drink or your latest load of laundry, and let's dive deep into positive parenting, time management, marriage, and family. They say raising kids takes a village, mama. Welcome to the hood. Welcome back to the Joyful Mamahood Positive Parenting, Time Management, Marriage, and Family podcast. I'm your host, Kim Macklin, and I help moms make motherhood a little bit easier so that they can slow down, be present, and enjoy being a mom without sacrificing the things that they've worked really hard for and the things that matter to them. So today we're talking about how we can slow down time. When we have kids, like, nothing tells time like a child. They grow so quickly, and all of a sudden we're looking at these little kids who were just babies, and we're like, how did you lose those cheeks? How did you get so tall? How did you become so well spoken? Like, when did you start using these words? And we're just blown away. And in the quiet moments, we wonder, like, I feel like I missed out. When did this happen? How did I miss this? And we want it back. In some cases, other cases, we're like, no, I will not take back those sleepless nights, right? And so what do we do when we see these little people that we have birthed become their own individual people? When we're celebrating the people that they're becoming, but we're also kind of grieving the little baby that they were, or the little preschooler that they were, whatever stage that you've recently said goodbye to. This is really where a lot of guilt comes in, where we're like, did I use my time wisely? I should have done this, I should have done that. And we can shit on ourselves all day long, and really it doesn't grant us anything. Like, we get absolutely nothing from that. And so if you're finding yourself in this space, I want to encourage you, because you were likely doing a much better job than you are giving yourself credit for. And so to take those thoughts captive and to flip the script on that is really important. And even if you didn't spend your time in a present way, because so many women come to me and they are unable to rest. They are unable to take a break. It is check the boxes, do the laundry, do the dishes, make the meals, take care of the kids, run here, run there. And it's this constant do, 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 do. And we have been conditioned that we cannot rest until the work is done. But you know as well as I do that that work is never done. There is always another mess to clean up. There is always another piece of laundry to wash, dry, fold, and put away. You know, as soon as you get all of the dishes in the dishwasher and it starts running, you turn around and there's another dish in the sink. Or you get all of the laundry washed, dried, folded, and put away, and then all of a sudden you have more laundry. All the clothes that you were wearing and that your people were wearing. And if you have a lot of kids, that's a whole load a day. And so how do we rest when the work is never done? And it really comes down to an unprogramming, a reprogramming, an unconditioning, because we have been conditioned in our society and as moms that we cannot rest until our work is done. And you may find this with your kids too, like, no, you can't go out and play until your chores are done. No, you can't do this until all of this work is done. And there is a place for responsibility and making sure that things are done, but there's also a place for rest, restoration, self-care, mental, physical, emotional wellness, and to be able to find that balance, that equilibrium, the harmony in that is really quite magical. And we want to be able to first learn how to do this for ourselves and then pass it on to our kids. And this is one of the things that I help my clients in the Joyful Mamahood Mentorship do, is really be able to make motherhood easier, simplify your life, get the tips and the strategies and the mindset work to be able to make motherhood easier so that you can rest, you can take that time to be present in the moment without the weight of the mental load and all those things that are weighing on you, that are calling for your attention and calling for you to just get up and go, go, go. And then what does that tell our kids? What does that say about them and the role that they play? So two things. First, it tells them that they can't rest until the work is done. It also shows them that this is what motherhood looks like. This is what being a wife looks like. And that's not true. And we talk so much about, you know, division of labor. But what if we approached it in a different way, right? Like, what if we approached it as this is a team and we're all pulling together so that we can all have fun together? And this is another thing that I help my clients with, is that how can we cultivate a spirit of fun and a spirit of teamwork within our family so that we can all have fun, we can all be playful, and we can all rest and we can all recharge? Because I don't know about you, but when I see all of my people just chilling out while I'm doing all the things, I start to get a bit resentful. And that bitterness and that resentfulness affects the relationships in our home and in our family and how I view my roles. And I know that that is very well likely happening to you as well. As a mama who launched her oldest child about a little over a year ago at the time of this recording, I will tell you that it doesn't matter how well you stewarded your time with them, or how present you were, or how much you tried to enjoy the season that you were in. Even the sleepless ones and the ones where their sole focus, it seemed, was asserting their independence, the grief and the loss does not discriminate. It hides in the shadows and it lurks below the surface, and it'll get you when you least expect it. And when it does, all of those emotions will come flooding, all those memories, all of those should haves, no matter how well you stewarded your time. So how do we get to the point where we are content, where we don't beat ourselves up about the way that we've spent our time or how fast time is going. And while you can't turn back time, there is a way to slow it down. So how do we slow down that time? Well, in my experience, the way that we're able to slow down that time is by being more intentional about how we spend our time. And we really have to make sure that we aren't too busy that the days slip away. There are so many missed opportunities for connection when we are busy. There's so many missed opportunities for conversation, for chatting, for growing both ourselves and our kids, for teaching, that when we're so busy, we miss. And when we are so busy, that time just flies by. And time is a thief. It steals our kids. It steals them. And then all of a sudden we look back and we're like, where has all this time gone? So my number one tip for slowing down time is to be present. And I recognize that you may not know how to be present. And when you sit down and you try to be present, you're distracted by the visual clutter. You're distracted by the to-do list, both mental and physical, that is distracting you visually. All the things that are weighing heavy on you that need to get done, all those tasks, the things that you have to do, and the way that your time needs to be spent as the preferred parent. And so being intentional about how we spend our time frees up time to be able to spend on the things that really matter to us. And so making sure that you're not so busy that the days slip away. And as women and moms, we tend to get so busy giving others our mediocre or our resentful or obligatory yeses, and then our kids and our partners get what's left. And if we're being honest, which I'm all about being honest around here, it isn't a whole lot. Like at the end of the day, you don't have much left at all. And the work is never done, and the mental load is heavy. And it's very challenging to be present when we've been conditioned to go, 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 do, 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 right? And when we are fully present, time slows down, we're able to take it all in, and we can also etch those memories in our minds. So if you are doing something with your kid and you notice the way that their hair smells, or you notice the way that their skin feels, or how the environment feels around you, like take note in that. Allow yourself to feel pleasure. Allow yourself to really engage all of your senses and slow down and absorb the moment you're in. It takes no more time to do that than it does to run through the mental checklist of all the things that you have to do. It's just a choice and a reprogramming and a reconditioning that we need to do as moms to be able to make the most of our time without sacrificing all of those things. And one of the things that I teach my clients is the Joyful Mamahood method of time management. And in this method of time management, we're really making time for everything that's a priority to us. And this is so that you can identify your needs and your desires and all of your tasks and commitments, and then you're making time for everything that's important to you. And so that means a date night with your spouse. It means self-care. Self-care is not selfish, it is essential. And rest is one of the most productive things that you can do. Our bodies need rest. And what happens when we are go, 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 going? Our cortisol is raised and we are in a fight and flight state of mind all the time. And when you are in that fight or flight mode, you are not resting, your body is not healing, your cortisol is raising, and your hormones are getting all whacked out. And it's interfering with your energy, it's interfering with your weight, it's interfering with your patience and your temper. And if you really take time to reflect, you'll notice that the busier you are, the more snappy you are, the more irritable you are, the more impatient that you are. And that is probably when you are most likely to yell, to threaten, to punish, or to really do anything that is not productive in getting the response or cooperation of your kids. That's when you're trying to control all the things because your world feels out of control. And so what we need to do instead is to be able to be fully present, to learn how to make sure that there is time for everything that is important to you, because I firmly believe that there is. Like, you really truly can have it all, and you cannot have it all at the same time. So I want to be very clear about that. Like, you cannot do everything at the same time. And to be quite frank, you weren't meant to do all of this on your own anyway. Like, we are supposed to have a village, and we've lost our villages. And in addition to losing our villages, most of us high-achieving moms and high-achieving women are not allowing other people to help us. We are sabotaging our own help, if you will, and trying to control how everybody else does things because we want it done our way. And so what ends up happening is this conditioning in our lives and in our families where our spouses want to help and we tell them that they're doing it wrong. From the time that, you know, we're like, hey, can you burp the baby, or can you feed the baby, or can you dress the baby? And we're like, no, not like that. You have to do it this way, right? And then being, you know what, if I want it done right, I have to do it myself. Let me know if you've said that before, right? So we want to make sure that we're not sabotaging our help and that we're not doing everything on our own. We are meant to be operating as a team and as a village, and it's so important that we have that. And when you're in community, it actually releases oxytocin. And when you're in a partnership with your spouse and you feel connected, that releases oxytocin, and that helps all of your hormones work in symphony. And this is why I love being in community in my coaching programs, because these women are connected and it releases this oxytocin that makes you feel good, and it makes your other hormones play so nicely with each other, and you don't feel like you're alone. Other people get you, and that is part of our makeup. Like, we were designed to be in community. And if you are looking for a community of well-resourced, encouraging, empowered moms, come on over to the Joyful Mamahood Positive Parenting Time Management Marriage and Family Community. It's the official community of this podcast. You can find the link in the show notes, and I would be happy to welcome you in there. Are you tired of feeling guilty and regretful as a mom? Like, you aren't doing enough, or you wish you could just do things differently? Are you looking for a solution to create more peace and fulfillment in your life without feeling guilty about wanting more than spending your days with these beautiful people you are raising? Well, my friend, I have some great news for you. On July 6th, I am giving away some of my best kept secrets for free. Yep, that's right. Absolutely free. As a classroom teacher turned homeschooling mom to three kids, an entrepreneur, and a military spouse who often has to wear all the hats and be everything to everyone in seasons of solo parenting, I have faced the struggles of balancing work, volunteer, and home life while trying to maintain meaningful relationships with my family and friends and meet my own need for fun. After loads of trials and errors, I have discovered the keys to thriving in motherhood and creating a well-run home where everyone is happy, supported, and connected. Here are the key benefits that you will gain from attending this event. You will learn how to avoid the three big mistakes that keep you from showing up as the calm, present mom you are meant to be. You'll create harmony between your work life, your home life, and the pleasure and fulfillment you crave without feeling guilty for wanting more. You'll cultivate meaningful relationships with your spouse and kids. You'll enlist support through delegation, clear communication, and authentic connection. And you will create a culture of teamwork in your home where everyone owns their responsibilities without micromanaging, threatening, yelling, punishing, or controlling. I am a mom who has been where you are. I know the struggles and challenges of motherhood firsthand. But through nearly two decades of parenting and countless hours in the classroom and in professional development, I have discovered the keys to creating a joyful mamahood. I am trustworthy and I am committed to helping you achieve peace, connection, and unity in your home. So don't miss out on this life-changing event. Join me on July 6th at 11:30 Eastern Daylight Time, 8:30 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, and ditch mom guilt and cultivate a joyful mamahood. This event is free, and the tools and strategies you will gain are priceless. You can sign up now at the link in the show notes. It's bit.ly/ditchmomguilt723. Remember, not knowing these tools and strategies will keep you stressed out, overwhelmed, and burdened by mom guilt. Let's change that together. See you there. So if you're feeling like your motherhood is going so quickly and you have moments where you just want certain periods of time back, or you want to push that pause button so you can really delight in the stage that your children are in, I encourage you to practice being present, because that is your pause button. That's being present. That is where you get to push pause and you get to take it all in. As you're sitting there reading, feeling the warmth of their skin, hearing their laughter, their giggles, when you're listening to, you know, your partner and the kids roughhousing right before bed, instead of stressing out about them getting so wound up and getting frustrated, like, why do you always wind these kids up? I can't get them to go to sleep, blah, 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 blah. And that fear that comes in of like, I don't have time for this. I need to get these kids to bed because I have this, 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 and this to do, right? So we want to just take a moment and take those thoughts captive. One of the things that I've learned is that kids need to connect and to roughhouse and to have that extra boost of connectedness before they go to sleep, because it actually creates an environment where they feel safe and they feel connected, and so that they're safer to go to sleep. They feel safer to go to sleep. So while they're getting, you know, kind of wound up, if you think about it, like if you've ever had a puppy, and the puppy gets puppy zoomies right before they crash. So they're going like 90 to nothing around the house. And then, you know, there comes the nothing. And you're like, oh my gosh, what happened to this crazy dog? Like, he was just going around the house like crazy. And now he's like all conked out. And so the same thing is happening to our kids. So as they get wound up, and they're connecting as they're wrestling and roughhousing and things like that, you know, the way that dads show love and connection with their kids, as moms are like, typically, I will say that, you know, it is not always that case. Sometimes the mom's the one who is the roughhouser and the dad is the one who is like, no, like, keep these kids, wind them down. This is too crazy for me, right? And so I recognize that. But in the stereotypical, like, this is what happens in most homes that I see, dad getting the kids all wound up and mom's freaking out because the kids have got to go to bed and she has all this stuff to do, because that is the weight, right? Like, we got to clean up the kitchen after dinner and we got to get these kids to bed so that we can send that last email, or we can, you know, watch a show, or we can just like have some me time. And so as you are starting to feel your body get stressed and go into that fight or flight stage where you want to start criticizing, you want to start bossing, you want to try to control things, I invite you to take a breath, recenter, and focus on being present. Like, really, truly look at your kid's face. Look at your partner's face. Look at their body language and look at the little twinkle in their eyes and recognize with gratitude that these are the moments that your kid's gonna remember, and they're gonna remember how their dad made them feel right before bed so that they were able to sleep more peacefully and soundly, knowing that they were connected to their caretaker. And as you are doing those things that feel like a burden or feel like an inconvenience, being able to take a moment and be like, you know what, this is a wonderful opportunity for XYZ. Or taking, when you don't feel like you have that time, taking those extra 2 minutes to really get down and listen to what your kid has to say and repeat it back to them so that they feel heard, and allowing space for them to have big emotions, for them to have a place to cry on, and all the things that they need from us without us being like, okay, gotta do this, gotta do that, gotta do this, gotta do that, like slowing down and being present. And when you have that family time together, really, like as you're sitting around the dinner table, looking at your child's face and taking it all in, dirty ketchup and all. And so when you're able to really be in the moment and be present, that's when those memories are etched in your mind, in your heart. And when you look back at this time, that's what you're going to remember. And it'll be easier to take those thoughts captive when they start running away and you start shitting on yourself and then wishing that you had spent your time differently. Instead, you'll be able to be like, you know what? Actually, I was a present mom. I was able to do this. And if you need help with this, if you need help and need tools to be able to make being a mom easier, and you need to be equipped and empowered to make your job as a mom easier and to manage your time so that you have time for everything that's important to you, and you can fully enjoy being present in the moment and enjoy being a mom, I invite you to DM me on social media, chat, email. All of the links are in the comments. Whatever is the best way for you to get in touch with me, I'd love to chat and see if it would be appropriate for us to work together and for me to help you meet your goals as a present mom. Again, thank you so much for listening. It is always a pleasure to be here with you in front of mic, and I will see you in the Joyful Mamahood community and in the next episode. Hey mama, before you go, did you know that there is a community specifically for Joyful Mamahood listeners? That's right. Even though this episode is over, we don't have to say goodbye just yet. Grab a friend and follow the link to the Joyful Mamahood community in the show notes for deeper conversations around today's episode and to connect with other mamas in the hood. Thanks for listening to the Joyful Mamahood podcast with your host, Kim Macklin. If you loved this episode, please subscribe on your favorite podcast app and take a moment to review it on iTunes. Your review helps other mamas find this podcast and lets me know that you are loving what you hear. You can also take a screenshot of this episode, tag me, and share it on your socials. Now get out there and create your own joyful mamahood.